It took months of secret diplomatic negotiations, but in the end, one of America's most wanted men returned to Russia, a free man. He was released from a U.S. facility as part of a prisoner exchange with American basketball star Brittany Griner, who had been detained in Russia. Russian arms dealer Victor Boot was called the Merchant of Death and spent 14 years in a U.S. prison. He was sentenced to 25. In Russia, the mood was jubilant towards Boot's return home. Media outlets celebrated the big deal as it was described in one of the leading newspapers, while Boot sat down with the country's international broadcaster for his first interview since his release.
The West believes that they didn't finish us off in 1990 when the Soviet Union began to disintegrate, and the fact that we are now trying to live and not depend on anyone, to be a truly independent power, this, of course, is such shocking news for them. They believe that they can destroy us again and divide Russia.
President Vladimir Putin welcomed Boot's release, saying he'd be open to similar deals with the United States.
Are other exchanges possible? Yes, everything is possible. This is the result of negotiations and the search for compromises. In this case, compromises were found. We do not refuse to continue this work in the future.
Once a military translator during the Soviet era, Boot became a war profiteer after the collapse of the Union. His area of operation as an arms dealer extended from parts of Africa, where he was based, to several areas around the world. He was arrested in Thailand in 2008 while negotiating an arms deal with U.S. agents posing as Colombian FARC rebels.
Moscow sees the release of Boot as a symbolic achievement in the times of war. President Vladimir Putin will want to emphasize to his public that he cares for his nationals, even those who are regarded as hopeless cases in hostile prisons, and that he won't leave any Russian behind.
It's unlikely Boot will assume any public role anytime soon, but some believe his network could be used by Moscow to add pressure on the U.S. and its allies in a time of war.
I would agree that they really wanted him. They've been pressing for his release or exchange for the past 10 years since his conviction. I mean, it's hard to believe that he didn't have extensive ties with the Russian national security community. I mean, he was operating one of the largest fleets of military aircraft, transporting helicopters and other really heavy weapons from Africa, Latin America, Asia.
Officials here say Boot's release wouldn't mean an improvement in relations with Washington. But it shows the two nations can still keep the lines of communication open, even if they're indirectly shooting at each other in Ukraine. Ali Hashem, Al Jazeera, Moscow.